home of Norma Gatterman today, and it's October 30th, 2009. And we'll just go ahead and start. Now, we are in Larned, Kansas. Norma, can you give us your full name?
Norma Mae Gatterman.
And where do you currently reside?
I will be residing at 810 West 4th in Larned, Kansas.
When and where were you born?
At Lewis, Kansas, in July 6th, 1925.
And what were the names of your parents?
My dad was Raymond Walter, and my mother was Iva Gertrude.
And what was your mother's maiden name?
Jarvis.
Jarvis. Mm-hmm. And what were the names of your grandparents?
May and... would you tell me?
Yes, take your time.
May and... what was Grandpa's name?
Grandpa.
it was real complicated.
Oh.
They called him Colonel. And Jarvis. I knew them real well, but I didn't ever know my grandparents
on your mother's side. What brought your parents or grandparents, whoever? How did your family end up in Lewis, Kansas?
Well, both of them came into Larned, I think, and they had ground that I guess was all laid out for them.
Where had they come before Larned? Where had they been from?
Well, my grandparents, the Jarvises, came from eastern Kansas, and then they came from Boston and back through there. And the Jarvises, they came from eastern Kansas, too, and stopped there anyway.
Mm-hmm. And what did they farmed, or?
Yes.
Both sides of the family were farming. And about what time period did they come to this part of Kansas? Remember?
Well, the McLarens came early, and the ground they had was around with the railroad, had to do with the railroad. And I'm not sure, you should have told me.
This is just warming up, so we're okay.
I could have looked all this up.
Didn't know you were having a quiz, did you?
No.
Okay, your family, describe your family, your mother and your father, and then you, were you brothers and sisters?
Or? Yes, I had a sister, Dorothy, and she was 11 years older, and then a brother who was 6 years older, or 8 years older, I guess, and he passed away.
Oh, okay.
And then I was the youngest.
So there were the three of you.
Mm-hmm. There was a girl that died, soon after I was born.
What memories do you have growing up as a child? What was your family life like? The farm, life on the farm, and
it was wonderful. Yes, I have very good memories, loving parents, and my sister was so good to me. And they say my brother was, too.
When did he pass away? I mean, how old was he when he passed away?
He was 6, and I was 2. Mm-hmm. And
you can't remember.
No.
But your sister would have been like another mother if she was old enough.
Yes, she was good to me.
Did you have chores or on the farm? Or?
Yes. I always took care of my own clothes. That was the main thing, and of course we ironed everything back then, but we were fortunate we had a power plant, and so we had an electric iron, like three tube old, I guess it was.
And so you never lived without electricity?
No.
And the power plant, was that the one in Kinsley, or it was the one
no,
in Lewis?
No, it's one we had on the farm.
Oh, just uh-huh. the, mm-hmm. yeah, okay, I understand mm-hmm. what you mean.
Delco and, mm-hmm. yeah. And we didn't burn a lot of lights, you know. And we had a radio, but it wasn't on all day.
Well, we're getting the holiday seasons. What was a Christmas like in your...
It was just a family affair. I had lots of relatives, especially on the McLaren side. And so it was more or less a dinner, and my grandparents on the Jarvis side always brought me a gift, and usually it was a new doll, and Esther Bell would make clothes for it. But Mama said I carried it around naked most of the time.
Do you remember the Dust Bowl days and the Depression?
Oh, yes.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, which one?
Well, we start with either one. I don't care.
Well, in the Depression, there was very little money, but no one had it. So at my age, I didn't feel. I know my sister finished college in Southwestern, and we saved for her, and Mama cooked food, and the bus stopped there in Lewis and would pick up that food and take it to
her at
Winfield.
Southwestern? Oh, my
to
word.
To Winfield, yes. Wasn't that something? And Mama was a wonderful cook, and she baked rolls and cakes and things, because Dorothy lived in a hall where she had to cook every so many weeks, you know. So.
Oh, she cooked for the other people in the
no,
hall?
No, it was just a group of them in this hall, and when it came her turn, and I think she was in with others, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. But
and so Mom would help out by sending the rolls
mm-hmm.
or whatever.
Uh-huh. That's right. And the McLaren family was a large family, and so many of them lived around Lewis. And they were out over the weekends, you know. And to me, I had a nice life, you know.
And with the farm, you always had enough to eat?
Oh, yes. Yes, we had like a city block that we planted to garden. Lots of fruit trees. So a lot of canning.
A lot of work.
And we canned meat, too.
What kind of fruit trees did you have?
Oh, cherry and apple and peach.
And then did you raise animals also?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So the whole cow, pig, chicken, the
whole
thing?
That's right. And Mama kept us in fried chicken all summer. She had little chicken coops around, you know it, and the chickens would be at different ages, and mm-hmm. we always had fried chicken. And she dressed them and sold them in town, and you know, they'd bring a dollar a chicken. People would really pay for
those.
I was going
to say, that'd be a good price
yes,
then.
Yes, it was.
And then you had to milk cows?
Mm-hmm.
But did you get into that? Or
not especially, just a few times.
Maybe your dad
mm-hmm.
that was doing that? Or did
well,
he have hired help? Or
yes. You know, back then there'd be men just lined up on Main Street wanting a job.
Oh, in Lewis? There
yes.
would be?
And any time he needed someone extra, he just went to town and brought them home.
Oh. Okay, so we had the Depression going on, then we also had the Dust Bowl. What do you remember about
yes.
that?
Oh, and that was quite an experience when those clouds would come in. You'd see them at the distance, and usually the wind would be blowing. But when it got next to you, the wind went down, and then when it got dark, the clouds were going over, it dropped fine dirt on you.
is there anything special, remember, that you did? Was your house, did you have to stop up the doors and all that?
We hung sheets and blankets to windows. And mm-hmm. Yes, it wasn't good. But my sister and I had a wreck during the
Tell us about that.
This man was going, people that were on the road said that, and he passed them, said that he was going like 70 miles an hour. and he hit us, and it was near our corner where we would turn to our place. And the folks said they were out looking at the clouds and heard this crash, but they never thought about it being us, you know. But my nose was just cut pretty bad. And they found this little piece in the car. So I ended up here at Larned in Gleason Hospital for a little while. And then I remember my grandparents, the Jarvises, came after me.
From up here? Yeah, or how did you get from the wreck to the hospital?
You know, I don't know. I was out. They took me to where Levita lives, was a doctor, and they took me there, and in some way I got up here. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember much about the hospital.
Let's see. Anything else about that time? That
well, how wonderful the merchants were there in the Paul Farns, you've heard of the drugstore. And he'd swab your throat, or he was more or less a doctor too, you know. And he'd swab your throat or pull a tooth or anything you needed done. And once in a while then they'd have a special. If you brought in a chicken egg, he'd give you an ice cream cone on Saturday night. And that was a big time in Lewis. You could hardly find a parking place, you know. And Rex Brumfield was wonderful too. And
what did he do?
Well, they had penny meals and just different entertainment that way, and had a Saturday night show, you know, during the summer. It was outdoors. And
where did that take place?
Between, what was the store? And the press office wasn't in there then, between there and the community hall.
And they put up some sort of a screen?
Uh-huh. Put chairs out. And there was a lot of things going on all the time. But these penny meals, you gave a penny for each serving, you know, so you had quite a meal for 10, 15 cents.
Yeah.
But, and there was always Christmas programs and lots going on. And Pop, during the war, would wrap your packages for the boys free of charge. And there'd just be a long line, you know. People were real interesting there during the war, you know, and anyone that had someone overseas.
They were supportive.
Mm-hmm. Yes, wonderful.
What kinds of things did they send the servicemen, you know? What they put
in
those packages?
Well, of course, cookies, mm-hmm, and shaving supplies and soap and any of those things.
Well, that sort of brings us up into our World War II era. Do you remember what you were doing on December 7th, 1941?
Well, I was a junior in high school, and everyone went to the library, like it was the largest room up on the third floor, and even the little kids were up there, and we heard President Roosevelt declare war. Mm-hmm. And boys left, you know. Well, definitely by summer, some didn't finish school, you know.
And you, what grade, I'm sorry, you said, were you a junior?
I was a junior.
A junior. Uh-huh. And so mm-hmm. some of your classmates left that summer?
Not mine.
The senior class.
Uh-huh. Yeah, some didn't finish school. Farrell Fox and E.T. and
E.T.
Fox.
Fox.
And his older brother. Dwight Slance and Rex Strait. Several of those left yet that summer. And then I had a classmate killed in the next summer. And he was buried there at Lewis. He lived down near you, Newcomb.
Oh, okay.
Conroy Newcomb.
Mm-hmm. Okay, did you have family members that were in the military?
Well, I had cousins.
Cousins.
Yes, uh-huh. Several cousins, but not any close relatives. Mm-hmm.
But they were from the Lewis area there? Or
no, mm-hmm. more Ulysses. And Thorne graduated in 1941 and Felsford school closed then. And
it closed during the war?
Year 1941. He was in the last class.
Do you think the war was that anything to do with that, or was it just the community had gotten smaller?
I think that. Because there was only four in his class. And so, and Mary Helen went to Truesdale. She would have been a freshman, I think, and then ended up in Centerview her senior year. So. And then they came to Lewis, a group from then. From Centerview.
Okay, you said earlier, before we started the tape, that you were in Ulysses during this time. You want to talk about the farm there and why did your dad have the farm there and at Lewis? And
well, my dad bought ground out there in 1928, and he kept it during the bad years.
But you didn't try to farm during the Dust Bowl?
Well, they did some. It would rain occasionally. But, of course, I really don't remember.
Yeah, because you're too little.
But I remember my folks took a cow out there one year. You know, they'd be out there so long farming. And Daddy always drove a tractor back and forth. We'd meet him in Montezuma with lunch and combine.
What was the road like at that time?
Oh, it was all right, I guess. But
was it
nothing
dirt?
Special.
Dirt or?
Not those years. Okay. Now, I've seen people leave the farm, you know, and their machinery would be all covered up with dirt. They just had it and just left. Mm-hmm. Took what they could, gave up the ground.
Yeah, so it wasn't really good timing to buy the ground in 28, was it?
Yes, it really was. He paid for extra ground, you know, had it all paid for before the bad years came.
Okay.
And then my brother-in-law was teaching school in Hill City, and he would help during the summer. And this year of 44, he was out there and thought he might stay and help with this. For some reason, Dad had planted everything to maize. And the draft board said, you either teach or go to the service. And they had a 2-year-old son, and so we didn't want him going, you know. And so they went back to school. Well, Dad could find one elderly man. His name was Burr Rainbolt. And then Frank Bailey wasn't in school. And so those two went to help him. And I went to cook and run errands and all of that. But
where did you live when you were out there? Was there a farmhouse? Or?
No, we had a trailer house. And it was fine, you know, like in the summer and everything, but it had a gas stove in it, gasoline stove, I think. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we hauled water. I went about 2 miles to haul water. And, and Dad was able to get a local person, I think, to help cut the maize, but his combine wouldn't work right, and it was throwing over grain, and so we decided we could do it by ourselves. And we got along fine till Thanksgiving, and a big snow came. And so they would cut. That's one good thing about maize; it'll stand, you know. And any day that it was dry enough, why, they would cut it. And then I caught cold. That trailer house swept so bad, you know, when you closed it up for the winter. And so I moved into town and just came out and cooked a couple meals for them a day. But so Dad said, you go back to school that second semester. They hadn't finished yet. I don't recall just when they finished, but it was so stormy that year.
And that was 1944.
Uh-huh.
And then you went back to Hayes for the second mm-hmm. semester, you mm-hmm. said. Mm-hmm. And your mother at this time was in Lewis? Or?
Yes, she was. We had milk cows and things around, and no chickens.
And she would be there alone?
Yeah. And she didn't drive. So when I was a kid, why, we just were on the farm, and Dad would be out to Ulysses farming. So
how many months were you in Ulysses then?
Well,
you went out
all
when?
That fall.
Just like you went out in September? Or?
Yeah, I imagine in September.
And then by Thanksgiving, you were back to Hayes?
Not until January.
January, okay. Mm-hmm.
I think I came home for Christmas and stayed.
But your dad was still out there trying to get the maize cut.
Yes.
Goodness.
Yes. But,
okay, well, let's talk about how you met your husband, and mm-hmm. you didn't get married until right after the war, so
no.
What was that relationship like during the war?
Well, I met him in the summer of 43.
So you had just graduated?
Or 42, yeah. No, I went another year after I knew him, and he was in
Manhattan.
So
you were a junior and uh-huh. going to be a senior, and mm-hmm. you met him that
mm-hmm.
summer.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And
how did you meet?
Homer Smith came to Lewis to school. And he was a neighbor of Dorn's on the farm, and he introduced us.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. No? You didn't know people when they lived 15 miles away.
No. No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's about all it'd be, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you had a double date, or you went to a dance, or?
No. Went to a picture show our
picture
first
show.
Day.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember yeah. what the picture show was?
No, I don't. We went to Greensburg.
Oh, well, that's quite a ways.
Mm-hmm.
And then how did the relationship progress?
Well, I don't think we saw each other until Thanksgiving and then Christmas. But we wrote letters.
So it's a few miles apart, and you're writing letters.
Yes, well, when he was in college.
Oh, he was at, and he went to Hayes, or?
No, he went to Manhattan.
Oh, he went up to K-State. Mm-hmm. And what kind of degree was he pursuing?
Oh, he wanted to be like a farm agent or mm-hmm. something like that. And his mother, she taught school, and she was so disappointed when he didn't finish, but, and I think he would have been good. Because he wanted to go to meetings all the time, you know, he stayed up with Farm Bureau and all those things. But he just got so old when he came home. He just thought he'd better farm.
And he was drafted out of the college, or?
He wasn't to leave until the spring of 44.
Yeah, I think we said he ended up being going in 43, I think.
43.
Oh, 43.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, that's when he went in.
But they took him in February.
But he was drafted?
No, he had this nose surgery and everything. He wanted in the Air Force. So, and I feel like he enlisted mm-hmm. in the fall, but it says there that because he knew he paid tuition, you know, and everything. He thought he was.
It says in here, February 19th, 1943.
That's when they
That's what
him.
It says in here.
Mm-hmm. That's what. And that spring, when I was a senior, Thorne's mother and Mary Helen and I went to see him in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And
how did you get there? Did you drive or train?
On a troop train.
On a troop train?
Oh,
describe
yeah.
that.
We stood a lot of the way, and you sat on your luggage, and it was just full of troops. And there was even a car, something like a cattle car, with men standing on the train too.
And they were going up there to join units or whatever? Or
yeah.
They had been gone on leave? Or
they were headed somewhere. But, no, it was very crowded. And, we had a good time up there, but I got the mumps. They'd been in school, you know, all winter. And I gave them to Mary Helen then when she got home. She had them real bad and missed her junior and senior prom. She didn't let me forget that. Oh, and then she gave them to a countryman. He was out there painting and papering at the house. And he had a large family in Kinsley.
Yes.
So I wasn't very popular.
Oh, and mumps were more serious then,
yes,
too.
Yes, that was, that's right.
That was the, is that the one you had to be in a dark room, or was that measles?
No,
that
was measles.
Measles. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was right at the end of those. I had them. But, so, let's see. You went up there to see him. So did you know at this time that this was the one?
Well, I think so.
You
yes.
weren't engaged, though?
No. No. And then we went to see him in Tucson, Arizona. Grandpa would go by himself because there was farm chores, you know, to do and to visit Thorin. And then we'd go to visit him.
Oh, you took turns, so there was somebody to stay home and do the chores.
And then he was moved around quite a bit then after that. I think that was when his eyes didn't check out for flying. And they were trying to decide what. He took different tests and everything. But he thoroughly enjoyed what he did. And then when he got to, over in England, he got to, teach. Yes. He told once about it was real cold where he was, and they wanted to know if anyone could type. They needed a typist. And he said he could only do 40 minutes when he was in high school. He wasn't very good. But he held up his hand, and he got to sit near the pot-bellied stove then and stay warm.
Keep his fingers strong. So how often did you hear from him when he was in England?
You know, you'd get like 5 letters at a time. He was pretty good about writing.
And how often did you write him?
Oh, real often. Yeah. Letters were the thing then. Mm-hmm. I hate to write one now. But we wrote a lot of letters. The English people were so good to him, too. He was invited out for meals, and he talked about the strawberries. They were just huge, I guess, like we have now. Mm-hmm. And ours were small, you know, out of the patch. Mama had a strawberry patch. And they were just small. And we sent flour sacks over there. They couldn't get material to make clothes out of. A family that were so good to them. Their last name was Edwards. And they appreciated those so much. Have you heard about the flour sacks that we used to have? The ladies went after the feed to pick out what they wanted to make their dresses out of. Or tablecloths.
And where in England would this have been? That the Edwards? Sudbury?
I think so.
It's in there.
Yes. I have some gifts from them. And
what did they say?
We corresponded quite a bit. Well, I have a real pretty dish with candlesticks, and they sent a bread dish.
So China, English China. Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this would have been after the war?
Yes.
Over the years?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Because Thorne wrote them all the time. He lost 2 buddies over there. One of them was caught in a propeller of an airplane, and the other one was shot down. But I think other than that, it was just bombs. And
how do you think that experience with the bombs and losing friends, did that affect him in any way?
Oh, he was much older when he came home. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did he talk about the war?
Not a whole lot. You had to ask him. Mm-hmm. But, well, one thing was cooking. he didn't like casseroles anything put together. He said, I can see, if it's chicken, I can see feathers in it. And if it's beef, it tastes like horse meat to me. So I said, well, don't you trust my cooking? Well, yes, on most things, but I just can't stand those.
And that was from the Army, not being able to tell what the meat was?
Mm-hmm. And in there he says, you know, there wasn't too much food different places. Food was scarce, I think. Mm-hmm. Other places, the food was good. I noticed one place where the wax cooked it. He said it was good. But, I think all in all, he enjoyed England.
If it hadn't been for the war.
Yes.
Did
the
you
people and...
Did you ever go back after the war?
No.
Okay.
No. See, he passed away in 67, so we were busy raising a family.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Okay.
So he wasn't very old when he
died. No. 43.
Oh, mm-hmm. Goodness. So you were in college, you were corresponding, mm-hmm. You didn't see him for quite a while then. when we went overseas.
No. Almost 2 years, I think. Something.
And when he came home, when did you, or how did he come home, and when did you get to see him then?
Well, he was home and expecting to go to the Pacific, and so they just held him in Florida then, and he needed some dental work done, and they put that off, you know. He got to come home to plant wheat and things like that, but they just held him down mm-hmm. there until it was a holiday time when he came home.
When you saw him?
No, he was home several times. That summer.
So when did the marriage plan start, or the engagement, or?
Well, I really don't know. I guess we started talking about it soon.
Soon after he got back.
Uh-huh, around holidays. It wasn't a big wedding at all. My mother wasn't too well, and we just had it in the Christian church, and he didn't have a new suit. He wore a suit that he had in high school. It didn't fit too good. Just couldn't get clothes, and we didn't have a home for a year. We stayed with our folks.
With who? With your folks or his?
Both.
Oh.
Yeah,
right.
Where they were close together. Mm-hmm. We were back and forth. But then...
How was that? How did that work out?
Well, all right. Yeah, real good. And... Mary was in college, so, you know, there wasn't anyone else there. But then he was a depot agent, retired, and we were able to get his house in Lewis.
So right in Lewis.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. It's where Gracie Rockwell lives now. Mm-hmm. So... That was our first home. He's painting the garage. And then we moved to the farm out where Divis's are in 5 years later. And I stayed there until I built my home in Lewis in 1980.
Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to think. So your first child was born in Lewis then?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then... The second one would have been born when you were at the farm?
Immediately. Both of them were premature, and he came, we hadn't been out there but a week, I guess.
So did you go to a hospital?
Yes.
Which, where?
Brian was born in Great Bend, and Bruce in Kinsley.
Who owned the farm that you moved to? Whose farm was that? Was it in the family?
It was Strays.
Strays, okay.
Uh-huh. Mamie and Frank.
Okay.
And they moved into the motel then. That was when the motel was built.
Okay, got it.
And your farm was a complete two? Or did you have both crops and cattle? And
mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And did you have electricity when you...
Yes.
Good.
Yes. In fact, everything was electric, so when the electricity was out, I had a problem.
Let's see. Oh, well, do you remember we read in his book what he was doing on VJ Day, but do you remember VE Day, Victory in Europe, or VJ Day, what you were thinking or anything about those when victory was declared?
Well, let's see. The one was in the summer.
Uh-huh. I think it's June.
Uh-huh. And... No, just real happy. Everyone was so happy. And there was so much support, you know. People just ask about the soldiers. And the war bonds and everything. And it was close-knit people around us.
When the fellows started coming home, what was it?
Oh, there were so many of them. Like, we'd have card parties in the old Legion Hall, and it would just be packed, you know. And then some would leave for another job, but a lot of them came back to Lewis, you know.
And stayed.
For a while. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But then they'd take jobs and leave. There was a lot of soldiers around Lewis. The American Legion was real active.
Was your husband active in the American Legion? And
He was more in VFW.
In VFW? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, no, not quite.
No, no,
I've got a clock here. No, we haven't yet.
I should know this, but where was the American Legion Hall in Lewis? You can't.
It was behind the Christian church. My parents went to school there. It was a schoolhouse. Mm-hmm. Large building. I just don't remember it.
A white two-story?
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay, got it. Okay. You don't really try to.
Where the tennis courts are now.
And okay. When you say VFW, would that have been the VFW in Kinsley? Or
yes.
Was there... Okay, there
no.
wasn't one in Lewis. It
no.
was just Kinsley.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think we figured that out on another interview.
Mm-hmm.
Said that the community was real supportive, and we've been discovering that when a fella came home, there didn't seem to be a big party or anything. He just sort of went back in the family. Is that what you found, or because you were describing a card party or something?
Yes, I guess maybe that would be true. That they just.
Because they came home at different times. I mean, if they'd all come home at the same time, it might have been different. How did the community react to when there was a casualty or, you know, when you heard?
My. Like when June McLaren's husband was missing, you know, they were, and Carol was a little bitty tot, and June taught school there. They just, everyone was concerned about him. One I really remember.
What did Thorne do when he came home from the service? What job did he
farm?
He farmed. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he
for the one of your parents or someone else?
Right away his dad gave him some ground to farm, and someone in Hutchinson he got a half section from. And in the next year, my dad retired. And my brother-in-law took over at Ulysses and farmed there at Lewis.
One area we've just been curious about is we know that there was a Hispanic community in Lewis, and we're just exploring the relationship of the white community and the Hispanic community.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any?
You know, they were just part of us. I don't remember when they came to town, but there was... a Negrete a year younger than me, and we'd all go when we'd have class parties, go upstairs with, he had to set up in the balcony, you know, at the theater, and
oh, and Hispanic
we just
had to
all
sit,
go up there with him. You
and
know.
Hispanic had to sit in the balcony.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so you would show solidarity by sitting with him in the balcony.
Yeah, he was just part of us, and and Pete and Nick, they were born there, you know. And I remember their dad. It was just like they weren't a different nationality.
Now, could you have dated them?
I don't recall that that happened. But, no, I don't think when I was a girl that happened.
And at this time in Lewis, there were no blacks?
No. No. A family lived down around Strawn's.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember children being on the bus. But
so they came into school to Lewis?
Mm-hmm. I think so. Well, I remember a black child anyway, but you should interview Eileen McLaren. Oh, she is so clear on everything. She can't see.
Oh, well, you're doing fine.
You're doing great.
I need her now.
No, you're doing fine.
I knew they were down there, mm-hmm. I guess. But, and I think maybe they came to Lewis.
Mm-hmm. Well, we had a question the other day at the library that sort of did that. As a woman, did the war change your life any?
You know, not too much. Not too much. Here, you know, we were so far away from it. And it was just, it was worrisome. And we didn't have all the things that, it was just like cars. It was so fortunate. There were some good years there at the end of the 30s, and so many people traded cars and had newer tires and things, you know. But you couldn't replace those during the war. You drove about 35 or 40 miles an hour to save the tires. And retreads were just out, you know. You pick out a retread instead of a new tire.
And gasoline was rationed.
Uh-huh.
Did that keep you home more or not?
Well, you know, I didn't go a lot. Uh-huh. Yeah. We had so many activities at Lewis, I guess that was... all I needed.
What other rationing do you remember?
The sugar hurt my family more than anything. We miss sugar. And, you know, we could get all the white syrup we wanted.
Oh.
And we'd try to bake cakes out of that and had a lot of failures.
You probably could use that for canning, though, I bet, with your fruit.
And yes. Mm-hmm.
The white syrup maybe mm-hmm. would work mm-hmm. for that.
Hmm. But,
now, would you were in college, do you think you didn't finish college because of the war? Or would that have been?
If Thorne had gone back to school, I probably would have, too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we decided to get married and settle down.
So in that regard, you said that he felt he was too old to go to school.
Yes.
So that in a way, that uh-huh. that did affect both of you.
Yes. Uh-huh.
That he didn't go back to school.
I think so. You grew up a lot.
Mm-hmm. He was ready to settle down and mm-hmm. start his family.
Mm-hmm.
What were you studying when you went to college?
Music and psychology. I don't know what I would have ended up in. The McLarens are very, the old McLarens are very musical. I'm enjoyed it a lot.
So you play piano and...
Mm-hmm. And sang.
Sang.
So you sang in the church choir and in the...
A lot of funerals.
A lot of funerals.
Yes.
So you're a soloist.
I was at one time.
Did you play a musical instrument?
Yes, string bass.
String bass.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh. Yes. We had orchestra and band both at Lewis in the school.
Are your children, are your boys musical?
They both sang in groups and had horns, too.
Can you think of any ways that the war, or how the war affected Edwards County? Did it?
Well, I would say it brought them together a lot. I don't know, maybe others didn't have that feeling, but...
Of course, you were related to half the county, right?
Yes, I was. My dad was young in the family, and so I had cousins that had children my age. And when those cousins were gone, then, but I had so many relatives. They'd all come to the farm on weekends, you know. Mama was a good cook. And lots of fun. I don't know how she did it.
What was the river like then?
Big, big.
Did you have picnics at the river and that sort of thing, or fishing?
No,
or?
No, we didn't, especially. My dad didn't start fishing until he retired. Mm-hmm. But, no, I remember it being way up. You know. My mother told that when she was a kid, they would go in the horse and buggy, and the kids would run along and play, you know, to go to Kinsley, and they'd stop at the river, and Grandma would wash them all up, you know. Grandma would wash them all up so they could go into town.
That's a good story.
Yeah. And then after the war, you said most of the guys came home, but then they started leaving for mm-hmm. jobs, and mm-hmm. did you see a big change in the county then? In
yes.
That, like it would be the 50s?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, in the, during the 50s, I imagine.
Mm-hmm. When did they stop doing the everybody coming to town on Saturday night and that sort of thing? How long did that last about?
Well, as long as there was a drugstore, really. It dwindled down with TV and Thorne left out of New York, and he saw TV there, and we just couldn't understand what he was talking about at all.
Mm-hmm. So can you remember getting your first TV?
Yes, I think in the 50s mm-hmm. sometime.
Uh-huh. With one or two stations?
Yes, yes. 12 and 2.
Still remember.
Ellsworth Ambrose was my grandpa's name.
That's Amber.
Ellsworth.
Oh.
Ambrose.
Ambrose. Uh-huh. Ellsworth Ambrose, you transcriber.
You can see why they called him Colonel.
He wasn't called Colonel because he had any military service, like Civil War?
You know, that's what we thought, that his dad was in the Civil War. But Lucille Hoare helped us, and we didn't find that. But my grandmother's father was in the Civil War. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, is there anything in... You know, from 1950 on, any highlights of your life you'd just like to mention, or?
Well,
your children have gone on, and you know, you want to just tell what they're doing.
Well, Brian is a chiropractic radiologist in California, and lives near San Francisco, about 50 miles from San Francisco, and he has one daughter, Christina, and he married a Lebanese lady, and it's really interesting to go out there. She doesn't push her food off on me, but when she fixes something, it's so interesting. And Bruce is an attorney, and he is judge right now, district judge. And looks like he's going to have two attorneys in his family, so I don't know if he'll be able to boss us around or not. Lindsay's husband's coming back to Washburn to go to school this fall, this second semester. And Tony finished, and he's out in Salem.
Massachusetts?
No, Washington.
Salem.
No.
Oregon.
What am I trying to say?
Salem, Oregon, isn't it?
Not Salem. That's where I'm wrong.
That's where you're wrong. Portland?
No. It's just over the...
Seattle.
Spokane.
Spokane.
Okay. We'll get one of them here.
Yeah.
And you just recently moved to Larned.
Yes.
And left Lewis.
Yes. I hated to do that in a way, but it's better to make the move while it was my choice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So. And Larned's a nice community. It isn't
yes.
so big. That
no, I don't think it will be.
And your son's here.
Yes.
Any other questions you have about Lewis or anything that you'd like to know? Any of your mysteries?
Okay, this is... Dean Jarvis,
uh-huh.
was that your relative?
My uncle.
Your uncle.
My
okay.
mother's brother.
Your mother's brother.
He okay. was 17 years younger than her, and she treated him like a son. She just, he was so good to her.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Did you live there at one time?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I... was thinking.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we lived on, my dad worked for Dean Jarvis,
mm-hmm.
and then he worked for Slint.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
we lived, when I was in junior high and in the sixth grade, you lived down the road from us.
Yes.
Uh-huh. You lived kind of across from Brill's.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I told Joan I knew you then, but so...
So many other things happen that we grow apart, don't we? But I remember your mother. She was so nice.
Thank you. So, yeah, actually I went to school more in Lewis than I did in Kinsley, but
mm-hmm.
I graduated from Kinsley, so
mm-hmm.
I guess that's what counts. So. And I remember, like, Rex Brumfield, and
yes.
Esther Brumfield was my favorite teacher ever, but then I think she was everybody's favorite teacher
yes.
ever.
Uh-huh. She was real quiet, but definitely.
You
know,
she didn't mess with
she was there to teach you.
Yes, but she was always kind and,
uh-huh.
and everything. So. Mm-hmm. And her husband, I remember him.
Mm-hmm.
Can you maybe talk about the Christian church a little bit? What was that community like?
You know, it was great. The Dungers and the Butlers and the Hollies went there, and we had an orchestra that played.
At the church?
Yeah.
What instruments were in the orchestra?
Well, Mr. Dunger played a violin, and Bob and Bill McLean both played trombone and cornet. And I'd take my bass viol, and we'd just have a lot of fun. And they always, you know, were so peppy with their hymns. And so, but it was great. I have fond memories of the Hollies. They're kind of Belpre people, you know. Her maiden name was Laird, in the library over there. We went to the dinner the other night, and I noticed one street is Olive, and that was her first name.
In Belpre?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Right there by the Catholic Church is Olive. It was very active then.
What did you do in the church? What kind of activities besides Sunday morning worship?
Well, they had me teaching little kids. And, you know, you mostly keep them quiet and read the Sunday, the paper to them and things like that.
Did you have potlucks or things
yes.
like that? I mean,
oh,
social
yes.
type?
Yes. You know, that church burned.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a basement, and we had a lot of dinners down there.
Now, do you remember during this group, this another question just popped in, during the war, did you do, you know, like I've heard stories of wrapping bandages or, you know, other efforts like that?
I don't think that was done there at Lewis, maybe in Kinsley.
We don't know.
Uh-huh. No.
But you mentioned buying the war bonds.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
was the main mm-hmm. way people supported.
Okay. When the troop trains went through Lewis, did you go and wave or, you know, anything like that?
No, I don't remember.
You were out on the farm.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Remember doing that. But
when you traveled on the troop train, did you stop at communities where they fed you? We've heard stories about, or, you know, they had the canteen-like things where... Or they'd bring sandwiches to the guys. Did you see that on the troop train?
No, I didn't. I'll bet they did bring fed the soldiers.
Where did you stay when you went up to visit?
At Eau Claire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At a hotel.
At a hotel.
Uh-huh.
And you were just there a few days?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thorne started out in Fort Leonard Wood, and it was so cold there, you know, and they all caught cold. And then went up to Eau Claire, and there was snow on the ground, and it was warm up there. Said it was so much different than Missouri. Of course, they were in tents in Missouri, too.
Well, anything else, Miss Rosetta?
Well, no. I think when we get your pictures, it'll. I can't
mm-hmm.
get every business in my mind,
mm-hmm.
but that's okay. When we get the pictures, we might
well,
have to come
are
see
really
you.
Really old.
That's
pictures.
What we want.
Now my memory of Main Street is different than these pictures.
Sure.
Oh, you have really old pictures of Main Street,
yeah.
Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that will be nice.
My mother had a card
surfacing.
Collection. I'll let you
oh,
see that too.
Thing.
I don't know how she kept them away from us kids. But
well,
they're all in good condition.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
They'd go to Belpre and write a card back, you know. They're friends. It's really funny.
Okay, let's just do your memory of Main Street Lewis. Let's start on the east side. Just
to the north?
Yes.
Well, there was a Visor filling station.
Okay.
And then there was another building, a small building that Pop Carney had jewelry in, but it was a restaurant when I really remember. You place that building?
No, but that's okay.
And then Hoare's had a poultry.
Okay.
In there before the bank was on the corner.
Okay. Keep
and
going.
Then Brumfield's, and then the space and the community hall. and there was another restaurant down there, and it was also a shoe shop at one time.
Shoe shop, okay.
Uh-huh. And Elmore's Garage. And the library then sat across the street.
Okay. Okay. You're doing great. Okay, the other side.
From the north again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was a garage, and it was made into a skating rink and had a restroom in front of it. The back was a...
All right.
And then Butler's Insurance... And there was a hotel in there next, I think, and it had a restaurant. And then on the end was Jordan's Meat Market. And Brumfield's store had burned, you know. It would have filled out the rest of that block. And there was just a platform. Do you remember that platform?
Well, my memory is different than a lot of people's.
Because yeah. Well,
I have Brumfield's store over there at that corner.
Where it is now, or where the brick building is?
No, on the other side.
Oh, okay.
But
well, that's the way it was when before it burned. Uh-huh.
Okay, I must have had dreams. But yeah, I have it there. Don't ask me why. Okay. All
and
right.
Then across was another bank.
Okay.
And the drugstore. And either a grocery store or hardware.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was vacant before Mary Lou and her husband, Tinker, built that restaurant in there. And they tore it down to build the bank larger, you know.
Okay.
But Mary Lou and what was his name? They built a nice restaurant in there, but the bank wanted more room.
Okay.
Can I? Mm-hmm.
In this time period, we have the grocery store, hardware, and then the restaurant.
And then there was a grocery store and an insurance in there. And then Nelson's Hardware a long time ago. And then Graff bought it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the bank wanted all that space. And
Okay. So I'm just confused on things. That's okay.
The Nelsons left town and sold their belongings, and Dad got a desk out of there, and it's a roll top. Bruce has had it all redone and has it up in his office.
Oh, how wonderful.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how old it would be. Well, I'll sure get those to you. The boxes are... We've got two things full of boxes out to unload, and they're marked. But I
don't know. Well, that's fine. Well, that's fine.
You know, there's no hurry. I mean, you know.
Well, my nephew Ulysses just lost his dad this last year, and he's wanting pictures.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to turn this off. If you think, at this point, maybe if I can figure out how to do it.